Live Updates: Trump Holds Nevada Rally. By Tony Lee on September 12, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Saturday evening rally in Minden, Nevada. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 11:58 p.m., enthusiastic rally concludes. Trump heads to Las Vegas, where he will have a campaign event on Sunday evening. 11:50 p.m., Trump says it is pathetic that Biden wants to give free health care to illegal aliens, which he says will bankrupt Medicare. He also says the people who control Biden love sanctuary cities. 11:46 p.m., Trump says he has an incredible group of people that go after animals that traffic humans. He says it sounds like an ancient crime but is very modern because of the internet. 11:43 p.m., Trump predicts he will win a record share of the Hispanic vote in November. Trump says Biden attacks Border Patrol agents, half of whom are Hispanic. Trump says he knows all of them because he is always talking to Juan and Jose and every sixth person is Jim. 11:42 p.m., Trump says he is standing up for religious liberty and Biden would be a disaster for all communities because he would wage attacks on the Catholic community. Little Sisters of the Poor, crowd boos after Trump says Biden supports taxpayer-funded late-term abortions. Trump says the ninth month. 11:40 p.m., Trump brags about delivering for the Hispanic community. Trump talks about the biggie poll of Latinos/Hispanics that found that Trump is leading. Hispanics like tough people. Trump says Hispanics also understand the border better than anybody else. He says it's unusual that a Republican would be leading a Democrat. He says it was because every statistic was the best before the pandemic. 11:39 p.m., Trump says companies are not going to be moving their plants to Mexico now. He says this is the biggest reason why he ran for president in addition to the stupid, endless wars. Trump says that is why Washington hates him because they support the endless wars. Trump rips these guys who are lecturing all the time when America got nothing but blood in the sand in the Middle East for the last 40 years. 11:37 p.m., Trump says the crazy Paris climate deal would have hurt the country and that is why he took the country out of it. He says Biden won't bring back manufacturing jobs after supporting offshoring for 47 years. Trump says Biden made a mistake the other day when he admitted that Trump's USMCA was better than NAFTA. 11:32 p.m., Trump says Biden has pledged to ban fracking in the production of American energy. Trump says Biden has changed course on energy because the polls in Pennsylvania are not looking good. Trump says always follow their first instinct. Trump says Biden's manifesto is far more left than what Bernie wanted. He says California has already implemented this extreme agenda and is experiencing mass blackouts. 11:29 p.m., after thanking the Nevada Trucking Association for their support, Trump says his thoughts go out to everyone dealing with the wildfires. He says he will go California and Oregon next week on the ground before saying it is all about forest management. 11:25 p.m., after Trump says there will be Portlands all over the country if Biden is elected. He says Biden thinks law enforcement is the enemy when they are heroes. Trump asks his voters to save America in November because he doesn't think the country will ever come back if Biden implements the radical left's agenda. 11:19 p.m., Trump says 72 people were shot in Chicago one weekend and blames Democrats for running cities where there is chaos and violence. Trump says it could all be stopped so quickly but they have to respect law and order. Trump says the next president will appoint up to 4 Supreme Court appointments because it's just that time. He says that's going to change the whole makeup of the Supreme Court. Trump says Biden's Supreme Court will take away your guns and change the makeup of this country for 50 years. I don't even know if the country will survive 50 years if that happens. He says he doesn't even know if the country will survive 5 years. Trump says he's released his list of Supreme Court judges. He wants Biden to do the same. But he says Biden won't because he wants to appoint left-wing maniacs to the Supreme Court. 11:15 p.m., Trump says Biden has a plan for the suburbs and says if you don't vote for Trump in the suburbs. He then says he thinks he will do well with women in suburbs despite what the polls and pundits are saying. Trump says Biden wants to build projects in the suburbs by opening up that whole program. On steroids. He says Biden will drive you out of the suburbs, they'll drive you out of everything. He calls it the Suburban Destruction Plan. Trump says he is doing well with African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, and women because Democrats want to ruin the suburbs, which Trump says represent the American dream. 11:14 p.m., Trump mocks CNN's Ali Velshi and wonders if he should shave his head like him. He mocks him for saying protests were peaceful while a city was burning behind him. 11:11 p.m., Trump says Biden is fighting God, guns, and oil. He says he is in favor of oil and energy and religion and God after saying Biden won't do well in Texas. 11:07 p.m., Trump says people said there could be 42% unemployment during the pandemic and the country has 8%. He says 1929 would look like good times if Biden gets elected because he'd do everything wrong. Trump says the Biden shutdown would cause lasting harm on children. Trump now says they won't shut down cities and states for rioters and looters like they do for churches. Trump wants schools to open up and claims the states that are open are doing great and rips North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Trump talks about Big Ten football needing to play, misses an opportunity to talk about the Mountain West. Trump says he is going to win Pennsylvania before going off on ballots in Pennsylvania and Nevada, authorized signatures. Trump wants his supporters to be poll watchers because it will be impossible to cheat if his supporters become poll watchers. Trump says probably everyone but Republicans are going to get ballots, including dead people and dogs. Trump says this is the greatest scam in the history of presidential elections. 11:06 p.m., Trump now wonders why they gave the press such a good location at the rally that is blocking the views of his supporters. 11:03 p.m., Trump asks if Biden will be able to build thousands of ventilators a month after criticizing the Obama-Biden administration's handling of the swine flu. 11:02 p.m., Trump rips New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for not using the beds on the medical ship for seniors. He says we need Rudy to come out of retirement because there has been a 300% increase in crime in his New York. 10:59 p.m., Trump says left-wing radicals want to indoctrinate your children with poisonous anti-American lies. 10:57 p.m., Trump says Biden want to ban energy and impose the biggest tax cut in history. Trump says Biden wasn't even able to answer anything in the debate and says Kamala Harris was the one who treated him the worst. She mocks Harris for exiting the presidential race early and wonders why Biden chose someone who got out before Iowa. Trump now again calls crazy Bernie a good sport who is the greatest loser ever. The pundit-in-chief is relishing explaining how Bernie got screwed again in the primaries. Trump thinks Harris will be president in a month if Biden is elected. He says the radical left are using Biden just to get their agenda implemented. 10:55 p.m., Trump now attacking Nate Silver for his terrible 2016 predictions. He says this is a more important election than 4 years because there has never been a clear choice between two parties, two visions, two agendas. 10:52 p.m., Trump says reports that he is tied in Nevada are fake. He says he has more spirit than any campaign anyone has ever seen. He claims someone who traveled with Obama said Obama never had the enthusiasm Trump had. We're not tied anywhere, Trump says, after saying the only way it will be tied is if Democrats rig the election. Trump says he's going to win Georgia and Texas on election night despite reports that the race is close in both states. He also says he is winning Florida by a lot. He says the polls are worse than the writing because they are suppression polls meant to make people discouraged even him. My people don't get suppressed, Trump says. 10:51 p.m., Trump is now talking about how it would have been better if he had Air Force One behind him. He says instead he has the beast, which he jokes costs almost as much as the plane. Trump says there were tens of thousands of people on the street with flags on his 50-minute drive. 10:48 p.m., Trump says Biden can't lead our country because he doesn't believe in this country. He says Biden doesn't believe in anything except wanting to go to sleep after a rally. Trump says Biden is the worst candidate in the history of presidential candidate and he doesn't even know he's alive. Trump says he's gotten to know China's Xi, Russia's Putin, North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Trump says he has prevented wars nobody even knows about. 10:45 p.m., Trump rants about Hillary Clinton's emails after saying the media are giving Biden questions before they interview him. He asks the media if they have ever given him questions in advance. He is upset the Republican Party doesn't play it rough and tough and try to send Hillary and her lawyer to jail. Trump claims Obama and Biden got caught using intelligence to spy on his campaign. Trump goes off on a tangent and says he's a hell of a lot better president than Obama. Trump now talks about Obama's Nobel Prize and says he was right when he said he had no idea why he got it because nobody knew why. 10:41 p.m., Trump says he is getting a kick out of Biden copying his plans on trade after spending four decades supporting all of America's failed trade deals. Trump says the bottom line is, if we win, America wins. 10:39 p.m., Trump says Biden wants to surrender our country to the violent left-wing mobs. Trump says cities run by Democrats are disasters and says he could end the chaos in Portland in half an hour before mocking the pathetic mayor. He says the anarchists, rioters, and the flag burners win if Biden wins. 10:35 p.m., Trump goes off on Comcast and says fake news is the biggest problem we have in this country. He now is contrasting himself with Biden, saying nobody has ever stood up to China like we've stood up to China. Trump says sleepy Joe Biden, who is in his damn basement, and then rips him for running an ad saying Trump said bad things about America's military. Trump says pathetic Joe is a pathetic human being for allowing that to happen. But then he says he doesn't think Biden even knows what's happening. But Trump says Biden is still pathetic for allowing it to happen. Trump says the good part is that now he can be really vicious. He says he'll start by saying Democrats are trying to rig this election because the only way they can win it is to rig it. He is now mocking Hunter Biden for trading off of his family's name to get millions in consulting contracts from foreign firms. 10:31 p.m., Trump says Nevada's Governor Steve Sisolak tried to cancel his rally but is also in charge of millions of ballots. Trump wonders how voters can trust a governor who tried to cancel his rally. Trump claims he can rig the election. Trump wonders where the 80 million ballots are going and who they are being sent to. He says Nevada's governor is a guy who tried to silence us. 10:30 p.m., Trump tells the crowd that there is a debate coming up in 3 weeks. But the problem is Biden just gets off the stage and gets through the debate. The media will say it was the greatest debate performance the media have ever seen. Trump says they'll say Biden is a better debater than Winston Churchill. 10:26 p.m., Trump says there are thousands and thousands of loyal, hard-working American patriots in the crowd. Trump says he will win 4 more years and then he'll negotiate because he is entitled to more years based on how he is treated. Trump says he is calling this rally a friendly protest so his supporters can have gatherings like the rioters and the looters. He mocks Biden's circles and says he only puts the circles at his events because they can't get anyone to fill up the room. Trump says Biden would attract 3 people. 10:25 p.m., enthusiastic crowd greeting Trump, who is impressed by the thousands and thousands in the audience. Crowd keeps chanting, USA! USA! 10:05 p.m., Trump has landed, so the rally should be starting shortly. 9:45 p.m., even on short notice, enthusiastic Trump supporters are out in force to see the president in Nevada.